Let's look at something a little bit different. Do you first of all recognize this?
To boldly go where no man has gone before.
Or perhaps this. Well, they are, of course, sounds from Star Trek, but why is there a connection between the sci-fi classics and the sound of frogs? Researchers have discovered 7 new species in Madagascar and say the high-pitched whistling calls they make are like sound effects from Star Trek. Let's take a listen now to some of the newly discovered amphibians, and you can make up your own mind. Well, what do you make of that? It's extraordinary. The 7 newly discovered frogs, called Kirk, Picard, Sisko, Janeway, Archer, Burnham and Pike, are for their likenesses to Star Trek. Let's speak to Professor Mark Schertz, who's a senior author on the study from the Natural History Museum of Denmark at the University of Copenhagen. I hope I did that justice there at the beginning. Mark.
It is quite a title.
Tell me, first of all, about how you came across this link, this discovery.
Yeah, so it's a bit of there is an aspect here of some of the authors on this study obviously just being Trekkies and a bit of nerds. So there's this predisposition to kind of recognizing sounds that remind us of Star Trek. But then, we've been working in the rainforests of Madagascar, especially my colleagues, for a very long time now. And sometimes when you're walking through these forests, you hear these sounds that I think to the casual listener just sound nothing like a frog. But what we're hearing there is these tiny little tree frogs. They make these incredibly high-pitched whistles that, I mean, for all intents and purposes, do sound something like a sound effect out of Star Trek or some other sci-fi series. So for us, it was this instant connection of, how nice would it be to do them justice, to commemorate or to recognize the fact that they have these remarkable sounds by naming them then after several of the captains, the iconic captains from Star Trek.
And these are 7 new species of frogs.
Yes, exactly. So the first species, so back in 1994, when I was just 3 years old, so I can't take credit for this at all, but back in 1994, the first species from this group was described. It's called Buphus marojazensis from the northeast of Madagascar. And it already was known to have relatively high-pitched whistling calls. But then over time, we started to realize that, okay, that thing's actually super widespread. And, oh no, actually, perhaps that isn't just one species, but is in fact many. And so it took a long time to accumulate the data. But now finally, we're at this point where the data are there. We have specimens from across the island. And when we look at the genetics and then we compare the genetics with the bioacoustics, those sounds that they make, we realize that there's this very nice sorting pattern. It comes out to 8 species, so 7 species that are new to science, that we have now been able to name.
And I guess the serious side of this research is you will presumably hope to strengthen conservation efforts in Madagascar's rainforests.
Yes, exactly. So, there is this this general philosophy of you can't protect what you don't know, and therefore it's important for us to put names on all of these things. I think, for us, as we are taxonomists and evolutionary biologists and conservation biologists among this team, and so for us, there's, by understanding what diversity there is, we're able to put names on these things that help us to slot them into their evolutionary history, slot them into the environment, and then also as we are protecting the forest, or when we are trying to get protection for these forests, or rather when local Malagasy people are working to protect these forests, it helps for them to know what's there. And so, by giving these species names, we hope that it will help them to get conservation attention, and by giving them names that are resonant for people across the world and get them media attention, for instance getting them onto the news, that brings also a little bit more light to the plight of those animals.
And do you have a particular favorite?
Oh, that's a hard one. As far as captains go, I think it's probably Captain Janeway who's my favorite. But as far as these frogs go, I think I would have to say, oh, it's difficult.
Well,
Possibly Bufis Archery would be up there. That's one where. So I was involved in the actual physical discovery in the forest of quite a number of these different species. But Bufis Archery is one where I can, claim to have done the proper discovery itself. So
Yeah, and
that's from a
fitting as
yes.
well. Star Trek, and then you're having to trek very far to
Yes.
find these frogs.
Absolutely, yeah. So Bufis Archery is found in these tiny little forest fragments that are just at the edge of this area called the Bealana District in northern Madagascar. And it is not easy to get there. The roads are terrible. In fact, since we were there back in 2015, I've heard that the roads have gotten practically impassable to that area. So it is really, really hard to get to these places. And some of them are far more remote than that. And so, yeah, there is an aspect of trekking that is involved. So that seems fitting. And also a lot of discovery, we're boldly going where no herpetologist has gone before, which is really in the spirit of Star Trek.